proclamation number 4429 dated the September 7th, 1948. Antitrust. Brutal laws. A visible power will control you which will refuse to acknowledge an invisible power. And this power will provoke your last test of faith, for it will be fighting against me and will also want to educate you into becoming my adversaries. And this is why you will require your entire strength of faith in order to resist it. Many will bow down under the scepter of the ruler promising them golden mountains but will demand the surrender of all faith in return, of all spiritual knowledge, the acknowledgement of his power and sovereignty and the denial of an eternal creator, of a loving and righteous God, who will call people to account one day for their will, thoughts and actions. And thus he will oppose me, and although the last battle will not last long, it will be very difficult for my believers because they will be placed under inhuman pressure which will make professing Christ incredibly difficult for them. Yet the knowledge of the pure truth, my obvious help and the hope of my coming and life in paradise on the new earth will give you the strength to persevere and to defy every onslaught on part of the worldly authority. You have my word that I will not let you remain in adversity, you can be firmly convinced of that. I know my own and will support every one of them if only they rely on me, if only they believe in me. But the one who will come will dazzle people with his intellectual sharpness, his comprehensive knowledge, with his easygoing conduct towards other rulers, and they all will grant him the right of organizational activities with the ultimate goal of displacing all spiritual schools of thought. For he will try to portray spiritual striving as the wrongly applied energy of life, which should be used for the construction and improvement of earthly requirements. And he will find followers everywhere, who will acknowledge him and likewise proceed against all spiritual work. And thus my servants on earth will have a difficult time. At first the intention will be to take all means which enable you to be spiritually active away from you. But you will also be individually persecuted and will have to give account to the earthly authorities about your convictions and activities. Furthermore, you will also be plunged into earthly hardship as a result of laws which seem, and indeed are, extraordinarily hard and brutal for the believer if I was not going to manifestly stand by you and sustain you by spiritual means. And you will feel my obvious help, you will sense that I am with you and know the hardship of every individual person which I will remedy when the time is right. The Antichrist will come and with him all the signs of the approaching end. For as soon as the battle of faith commences you can be certain that the end will not be long in coming, because the battle of faith will be waged with such severity and so brutally that I myself will have to come in order to rescue my own from deepest distress and lift them up into the realm of peace. And then the last judgment will happen and my adversary's power will be broken for a long time. Amen.